This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a special presentation of the Good Day program featuring voices that you know, people's minds that you understand. Not always the case with Jennifer, but sometimes we can work around what it is that she's thinking and make some sense of it. No, did I just say that?
Wow.
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 Look at that. Started off already.
Wow.
Wasting your time.
That's so, right. Jennifer, I don't want to waste any time. We got to get to it because we have a lot of things to talk about this week on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
This is the
companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. And Jay Kirshner is here from Good Day. Doug Steffen is here from Good Day. I will go through, I think I'll just go through the list quickly, and then I want to pick out a few things. One thing that really is annoying me, and I think it ought to annoy everybody, but first, the Texas wildfires, we kind of know what's going on there. That's number 10. What the Supreme Court is doing is 9. The war in Russia and the Ukraine is 8. The Middle Eastern war is 7. The Bidens and all their nonsense is 6. McConnell leaving leadership position is 5. No government shutdown is number 4. The migrant situation and what's going on with traveling in Central America, number 3, presidential race is 2, and Trump and his legal battles, number 1. What really, really, really is sending me over the edge today is something that I've been thinking about since last night, actually. There was a report yesterday that came from a questionable source, that 100 Palestinians were, I like to use this allegedly and reportedly and stuff like that, were killed in the Gaza, 700 wounded. Israeli forces supposedly opened fire on crowds gathering near a convoy of aid trucks. Now, there are a number of conflicting accounts about this. Some of the Palestinians accused Israeli troops of firing on residents who were just there to get food. Israeli military claims the crowd stampeded toward the trucks, and that's what the video shows. But yet, CNN and MSNBC and some of the other left-leaning news media, New York Times, immediately accused the Israelis of killing Palestinians for no good reason. And so we have this. This is supposedly legitimate news from supposedly legitimate sources. This has been going on all through this incursion with Hamas and
Israel. When they said that Israel bombed out the hospital? Remember that
right.
one? And that they
and it was not
and
them.
It was actually
Hamas.
It was actually Hamas bombing their own place and their own people.
But yet
it's crazy.
These people are citing the Hamas military. It's the Hamas run health ministry. They're using as a source. There's no credibility to the health ministry. So the Hamas news agency, Hamas health ministry, says 30,000 Palestinians have died so far. We all know there have been a lot of Palestinians who were killed, and we all know that we wish it weren't so. You can excuse it any way you want to, war, blah, 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 but still, could they be more careful? I don't know, I'm not there. But I know that I don't believe a damn word that the Hamas-run health ministry says, and I guess I couldn't work for MSNBC, and I couldn't work for CNN, and I couldn't work for the New York Times, because I don't believe any of this.
Well, and I don't know how, as a news organization, when you've been burned before with this kind of, and it, look, I'm not trying to say that they have to be, because obviously they lean towards being a little anti-Israel, but just be honest, right? If this is something, investigate it. Don't just take it at the word, especially when you've been burned once before by the Palestinians who come out and say that it's Israel when really it's Hamas. I mean, you've got to check and double check. I don't know how that isn't. Policy.
Why would you believe a word?
There's no journalism. There's
that
just
came
nothing.
From Hamas.
Right.
Why would you, in this specific thing,
I mean, they
send
out press releases. I mean, this is, and you've been burned by this before. You looked stupid for reporting it a few months
Very
ago.
Stupid. Or are you trying to tell us something? Is it not stupid? Is it purposeful? Is it deliberate? Is it trying to get, for whatever their reasons, this anti-Israeli sentiment? Listen, there's plenty of reasons to be ticked off.
And you know as well as I do, when they report something wrong and people see it, as much as you can do a retraction or you can do a switch, you may never recapture everybody that's seen it. And the retraction always ends up, you know, at the end of a newscast or in the bottom of a page of a newspaper. It never. Yeah. And so when you put that news out there, there are a lot of people who function with the vision that that's true.
Outrageous. All right, let's talk about this Texas blaze called the Smokehouse Creek Fire, largest wildfire in Texas state history. The flames are spreading all across the state's panhandle. Actually, they're into Oklahoma today as we do this program. 1,700 square miles, bigger than the state of Rhode Island, have been burned to a crisp. And now, according to the last couple of days, it's only been 3 or 4% contained. Two people have been killed. 83-year-old woman whose house burned down in the town of Stinnett. Let's see, what else? Some livestock, cattle burned to a crisp. Is it like a barbecue? The panhandle has got 85% of the state's 12 million cattle. And they've been, most of them been driven away from the blaze, so that's good. High winds, low humidity. So this weekend, there'll be a lot of photos. You'll be able to see a lot of footage. You'll be able to see, interestingly enough, I would bet that the news media will compare and contrast here, because up north in the Sierra Nevadas, there's a blizzard warning for 10 feet, not inches, 10 feet of snow that's expected to accumulate in the mountains this weekend. So there'll be no water problems, Jennifer.
That helps. It's got to help, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Imagine, though, encountering, I haven't, 2015, February of 2015, we had a snowstorm here. That's when the roof collapsed on my farm, in down at the farm in the feeding lot area, and I had 8 cows killed because of the weight of 11 feet of snow on top of the roofs of the feedlot. We had 11 feet of snow. It had snowed for 10 days, constantly a foot or more a day. And some of the drifts where we were piling the snow up, 30 feet. 30 feet of snow. Hard to imagine. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there were a number of cases, which I would ask the two of you, Jennifer and Jay, if you were following the Supreme Court this week, which of the cases that have come before them that's been discussed a good deal is the most interesting? Is it Donald Trump's case? Is it social media? Because the Supreme Court seems to be getting more and more attention. Is it because of the membership? Are we back to the same thing we were talking about with regard to the Palestinians in Gaza? That you believe the press releases that come from certain entities? And in this case, you know, there are two sides. It's a legal fight. You have lawyers on both sides. And one side's doing a lot of press and the other side's not. And I think that's the case with any number. Certainly with Trump, there are plenty of press-released sort of circumstances. So anyway, you can pick one if you want to talk about it or not. I mean,
obviously, for me, I think the most significant thing is that the Supreme Court has said that they'll pick up the immunity case of Donald Trump. And that's because it delays everything. Jack Smith wanted to make this trial go early so that Trump was dealing with it all the way through the election year. But with the Supreme Court taking it up, they won't make their ruling.
Do we know that's why he wanted to do it? Did somebody say, is that why you're doing it? Or is that speculation on your part?
He actually tried to push forward to get the Supreme Court to decide right away because he wants to make this happen during this year. And the reason I'll tell you why, and the reason that this was sort of a win for Trump, even though there hasn't been any decision made yet, is that this is going to slow it down significantly. So now the trial, which was supposed to start in March this month, is now not. The Supreme Court won't rule on it until June, which means then his legal team, Trump's legal team, will be able to ask for a few months of discovery. And then maybe around election time, that's when you would have Jack Smith be able to start his trial if everything moved perfectly and if the Supreme Court ruled against Trump. So it could be possible that they rule for him and it's a non-issue, but they rule against him and they move forward on it. Then you have the question, is Jack Smith going to be able to go after someone who is a presumptive nominee maybe at that point if he has already won the election? Mm-hmm. If the trial doesn't start until November, can Trump actually pardon himself at that point if he does win? Or will this look like election interference?
Well, so delays this by a lot. He's actually a president. He couldn't.
Right. So it delays. But if he wins, then the writing would be on the wall. So there's a lot of different things that could happen. But by slowing it down, that was what the Trump team wanted, and that was not what the Jack Smith team wanted.
All right. So that's that. Jay, thoughts on the. You're more
the
social media person.
Yeah, the social media thing for sure.
Like a perfect team, the yin and the yang.
Yes. Up in the
questioning
down.
Whose in freedom of speech is really at risk with content moderation and taking on challenging the state laws in Texas and Florida, limiting how the internet companies are policing their platforms, and then also raising the question of whose freedom of speech is being violated. Is it the users? Is it the platforms themselves? So all of that's been very interesting to watch.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 on the list, the war. Ukrainians and Russians. This week, Mr. Putin threatened to go to the nuclear option. What a doubt. Who even believes it? He becomes the first guy that gets fried to a crisp if, in fact, there's a nuclear war. The first place that gets hit is Moscow. And so what is this? What kind of stupid is this? Everybody says, well, look out. This is a warning. We better be afraid of the Russians. They can't win in Ukraine. They've been there for, 13, 14 months? Yeah, maybe they have nuclear bombs, and maybe they got a missile that can send them up, but we can knock them down. I mean, it's just the whole thing with him. Somebody put a bullet in his head, please, and let's be done with this. 18 past the hour.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. And for a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouthwatering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks, every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's omahasteaks.com/Doug.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits. And in this circumstance, in this portion of the hour, on the Good Day program, we always do social media stuff. And sometimes it's a focus on the players and the technology as much as some of the other things that, for example, we'll get to comments from you later on in this hour of our Talk Radio review. Right now, a focus on Elon Musk and his startup, XAI. He's going to use all of the letters in the alphabet to compete with the other company called Alphabet. Before he's done. Anyway, he's got a... this is Grok chat box. What's this all about? He's trying to raise a lot of money in the next few weeks. Some people value this new company at $20 billion, how can that be? It's not even really in existence, right? Or is it all about AI? Google has one that they call AI.
I'm surprised it took him this long to get into all of this.
Really?
Stuff. And of course, he's going to keep writing that X. X.com was his very first, I believe his very first venture, and it was online banking, which then turned into everything that happened since. But he has circled back to X.com when he changed Twitter to X. So I think he's kind of like coming full circle at his origins of companies and everything's
X
going to have that X
spot.
Label.
Or you can put an X or an O. You can play tic-tac-toe, right? If that's them. Hey, that's interesting. He could compete with TikTok by having...
No, I like that.
Right? I think that's, here's the X. They can have the O, and let's see who wins. All right, anyway, so...
you just created a million gazillion dollar idea, and you just passed right over it.
I did. Right. So can somebody quickly reserve that someplace, somehow? So anyway, this is a size up, and it could be worth north of $80 billion. They have raised $11.3 billion from investors to date. All of these names, Crunchbase, is a company, a company that analyzes... social media companies, Crunchbase. Okay. Anyway, this is kind of above my pay grade. You ladies have any interest in any more of this, or have we had enough of... It's talking about the startup, and they're raising capital. That's basically the story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, billions of dollars.
Yeah. All right. So the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission wants to open an investigation into OpenAI. The Securities and Exchange Commission, and they're also, by the way, looking into this thing with X because it looks like a cash run. Promises, are they real or not? Well, you can say pretty much anything you want to if you want to raise money. People are going to put money in at their own risk. So anyway, the Securities and Exchange Commission says that the company called OpenAI, the company has misled investors. So they have launched a probe into that. A lot of speculation this week on social media about the two presidents, the past and the present, going to the border, dueling. What did I see? Some stupid headline. Dueling border trips or
that's what they
like
were
that.
Calling it. I'm trying right? to do to it. Duel.
Yeah.
I wish they would have come with like lightsabers or something and like, let's really spice up politics.
Let's figure this out. What came of it? It's all politics, right?
This is the most important issue for most voters. If you look at the polls, this is the top issue because.
Yeah.
Biden.
This and IV, or the,
Well, I think for a lot of voters, they're going to try to force IVF because, you know, that's just sort of what's happening. But if you look at the polls now, border's up there, and they need to figure out how to fix it. It's a tragedy for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's where we are at the moment. Boys and girls, don't hold your breath. Well, we'll be back shortly with.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have the focus on what's going on, the must-hear stories being discussed on the Talk Radio Review, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, does the work, and this is for the week of February 26th, the 1st of March. There's a countdown extra that Jennifer would like to lay on us about
thank you
her
for that.
Fabulous governor, Governor Newsom, governor
extraordinaire. Yeah, and by the way, I guess Trump gave him a new name when he was at the border this week. He was calling him Governor Gavin Newsom, which really is actually the most appropriate nickname that he's ever doled out.
Newsom.
Yeah, so you might remember during COVID that he shut down the state of California, but yet he was still going out to dinner at the French Laundry, spending like $1,500 on a bottle of wine and, you know, hanging out with his friends and yucking it up and just having a great time. He also took the kids out of school in California during COVID, yet his own kids remained in their high-end private schools. So this guy loves to set rules for all of us and then have a separate...
Not me!
Like, rules for himself and his buddies.
Not
yeah.
me!
Yeah. So last fall, and I think you've probably heard about this, the state of California, the state legislature, and Gavin Newsom came up with this idea to create $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers in the state of California. $20 an hour for McDonald's, Jack in the Box, you know. So he signs that into law in September, but all of a sudden, it's supposed to take place, it goes into effect April 1st, which is why it's starting to come up now, because it's getting close. Well, all of a sudden, it was revealed that he went to high school and has become friends throughout his life with the guy who owns about 24 Panera Bread franchises in California. And this guy's name, I think, is John Flynn. He went to high school with him. They've done business together back in 2014. John Flynn, he's a billionaire, bought a high-end hotel that Gavin Newsom's company was managing at the time. So they've been closely connected. The guy's also one of the biggest donors that Gavin Newsom has. He gives him like $150,000 in a sneeze, basically, for his political campaign
God bless
and for
you.
His wish list.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Gavin Newsom, in this minimum wage bill, put in a carve-out that says if you bake bread in your establishment on the premises for sale, yes. that you don't have to have $20 an hour minimum wage.
Right.
So they've literally created a carve out for Panera Bread, basically to feed the to help Gavin Newsom's donor and his high school friend. So I've said, you know what? If I were a McDonald's,
everybody
in the state
makes
of California,
bread from now on. Yep.
Yeah, I would bake one stinking loaf of bread, and I would sell that puppy, and I would call it like the Gavin Newsom or the French Laundry loaf or something like that, and stick it to Gavin Newsom because
loafers
carve out for a friend. Can you imagine? I mean, isn't that like
yeah,
that's a
of
lot
course.
Of backbone to show corruption? And
yeah.
it's like they don't even want to hide it anymore.
Zero shame.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's,
you bake bread and you're fast food. So what about if you're Krispy Kreme donuts? Do you, you're baking, you're a bakery, but you don't bake bread, you still have to pay $20 an hour.
You want to do that, the alliteration here, baking bread best. Let's we come up with some kind of alliteration. But let's, instead of doing that.
Eat those bozos.
I thought you'd be more excited about that story. I thought that was a goodie.
Well, I think what it'll do is settle in. And I'll use it from time to time. Right? I mean, yeah, that's what happens with me. Every
72
experience
hours
that I
from
have.
Now.
Right.
There's some reference points we've built
come
in for you.
Again.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
sure,
fine
exactly.
with that. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll talk
just
about it again
scum.
On Monday. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Jay is watching some of the responses to our queries on our social media as to what you think the top news stories of the week are. We always kind of try to do this to compare it to what Talkers has found in the real world of News Talk Radio as to the big stories. So let's see here. I'm looking. There are a lot of people who think immigration, the trip to the border. Who's this lady who lives in Tucson, thinks of this a major. It is. It's for you a big issue, but it's for me. I'm not even there, and it's a big issue for me. It is. Jennifer said earlier in the program, I think she thought it was the biggest issue facing the country. And I'd give that a thumbs up. There are two major
You look at polling.
Issues.
That's what people are saying in as far as their top issues in early voting states like New Hampshire.
So if that's the case with Democrats, why would anybody vote for Biden if that's the case? You know, why would you, if that's
okay,
number
not to
one
cite another
you,
poll, but, you know, he's been saying it's the Republicans in Congress that aren't taking care of the border, but he doesn't acknowledge that he wrote 94 executive orders in his first 100 days to unravel all of the Trump policies, which caused all of this. And so there's a poll that's out now this week, this is brand new, that asked who's responsible for the border crisis, and voters believe that it's Joe Biden. So even though he's trying to pass the buck, it's, I mean, this is a huge problem, which is why he went to the border. But it's why he went there this week, because he knows people are looking at him as the culprit.
Yep. Well, he's got that great Alejandro Mayorkas there saying it's really no problem at all. Why are you worried? What's the big deal? 900 million Jillion people coming off of out of Mexico. And by the way, that reminds me, because we're talking about number three, the migrant situation. There are lots of warnings. College spring break comes up in another, what, week or 10 days? And college students are being warned to stay away from Mexico. A lot of times in spring, especially people that are going to school in the western part of the country. They hop on a plane or they drive across the border and they spend a week down in Mexico. Don't do it this year. The drug trafficking, the human trafficking, things that are going on down there, to think that it's a... Look at the contrast between Mexico and Canada, our two neighbors. The difference in people, well, who wants to go to Canada for spring break? I guess that would be one.
Hey.
I don't want to go to Canada for spring break. It's too damn cold up there.
Been to Toronto for spring break before. It was really great.
Yeah, okay. Well, help yourself. Anyway, you know, and so the warning is out. Let's look at some of the opinions that have been expressed by our listeners. Jay, I'm looking at John. Is it Nielsen? I think that's his name. John Nielsen. I'm looking at the... And what does he have to say?
U.S. woman who got the silver medal in the monobob world championship bobsled race, the 39-year-old mother of two. I feel like this is what's the disheartening thing in the sports world. 39 is ancient. Like, that's elderly.
Ridiculous. Look at me.
Isn't that absurd?
Hardly 39, and I can keep up with the best of them. I don't know if they can. Did you see, Jennifer, where Macron wants to swim across the Seine River in Paris to prove that it's okay? Because a lot of people involved in the Olympics. That's a dirty mess. Don't go. Yeah.
That's fine. Right, he comes out glowing green.
Right, exactly. Let's see here. I'm looking for the alternatives. I see a lot of people talking about the same old, same old. But here's Fred. What is Fred Shirley talking about? The sturgeons? These are the birds are coming back to Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has until June 30th to decide whether or not to place them on the endangered species list, which would ban sturgeon fishing.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know. You hear me frustratingly trying to put words to my feelings about the government and species and getting everybody all worked up about stuff that's going away. And nobody talks about the fact that there are like 1,400 new species of things that have shown up around the world in the last year. So they come and they go. It's ebb and flow.
If it's a natural succession of things, that's one thing. But if it's because of human interference, like overfishing, and that's why they're endangered, then we have to step in. But not the government. I mean, come on. Government has to get their hands on everything.
Common sense. All right, let's see. What does Deb Renee say?
The Arizona girl joining the boys wrestling and winning the state championship.
I didn't hear that story.
Audrey Jimenez is her name. She's the became the first female to ever win a high school wrestling state title in Arizona. She was in the girls wrestling divisions, and she was just crushing everyone. And she requested if she could join the boys division. Nobody had a problem with it, and she crushed all of them too.
Good for her. Yeah. What does that lead to? A career in the MMA when you get out of high school? What does that lead to? Where do you go with that?
I mean, WWE, baby.
That's where I go. Or what's the new one? AEW.
That's right, the new one.
What is that?
It's just a wrestling organization that's getting fame right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Jennifer loves the wrestling stuff. But do you glue yourself to the TV sets on Monday and Tuesday night when they're on?
No. I used to when I was a kid. I don't really do that anymore. But, when I was a little, like a teenager or junior high schooler, I did.
All right, what else do we got here? I see somebody talk about the war in Ukraine. All right, so we talked about that. I don't mean to dismiss those of you. Tell us what you want to tell us. I'm just looking for something new that gets us away from the same old, same old. And here's sort of a version of that. There was a court ruling this week that found that a television news correspondent named Catherine Herridge, who worked for Fox.
Oh, this is the top story. Good job.
All right, so go ahead. Well,
no,
I find
I'm just so happy that you're talking about this because nobody is talking about this, and it's disgusting.
Well, I always talk about stuff that nobody else talks about.
So Catherine Herridge used to work for Fox. She was very well respected as like one of their top investigative journalists. She got hired by CBS. And I mean, she really is the real deal when it comes to journalism. I like her very much. And
one of the few remaining, by the way,
real journalists. And so she got let go by CBS this couple weeks ago. And she got let go as part of a large chunk, like a bunch of people got let go. But the difference with her is that CBS came into her desk and took her computer, her laptop, her files, which contained all of her sources. And Catherine Herridge was so protective of her sources that she's actually standing trial right now for that, because she will not divulge one of her sources that she promised anonymity to. And so CBS came in, it took all of her stuff. They have access to all of her files, all of her research. And what she's very concerned about is that she was actually doing a ton of research on the Hunter Biden laptop story and the Biden business connections. Mm. And there are a lot of people that think that this could have been a favor from CBS back to the Biden family by taking her stuff, taking her sources, trying to silence people that may have come out with more against them. And she's been trying to get her stuff back, and CBS says, oh, well, we're going to give it to you. But why would they even take it to begin with, I think, is the real question. And why haven't they given it back yet? It's been a few weeks.
Isn't there another story with her about some Chinese scientist who started the University of Management and Technology? They had military service members who came getting tuition assistance from the Department of Defense, and she was trying to get to the bottom of that too, didn't I? See, wasn't that part of
it? Wouldn't surprise me. I'm not familiar, but that, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that she does. Right. Yeah.
She did that at Fox. The other story you're talking about was at CBS, but the previous one that seemed to have people concerned was at Fox. So anyway, see what happens with her. Number five this week on our story list is the leadership change in the Republican side of the Senate. Mitch McConnell, 82 years old, says that he's not going to be the Senate leader. He was the longest serving Senate leader in the history of the Senate, which goes back 150 years to Civil War times, I think. So, anyway, does he run again? I guess that's the question, Jennifer. Does he run again?
He's going to finish his term. I think he's going to finish it because, you know, there's 6-year terms. So I think he'll finish his term, but he's not going to be in leadership. And I think it's appropriate. It's time. There's going to be it'll be a new election, you know, 4-year cycle. And a lot of people are already jumping into it. John Cornyn has already put his hat in the ring.
And so has Thune. What's the guy's the farmer from South Dakota?
Thune and John Barrasso are also said to want it. And Steve Daines is who Trump wants.
Yeah. Okay, well, then he's the one we shouldn't be voting for then. Thank you very much. Oh, it's 48 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. And for a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the 2 sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. One of the things that we're well known for is our focus on food, farm, and family. Tom Kreitler is actually gone this week because he's skiing with his family. So what do? We bring you up to date on more of the food. There's so much information that hopefully will help you. The whole idea of me doing what we used to call in the radio business full service radio is so people are informed about the important aspects of things in their lives. And excuse me, what's more important than what you eat and how it's connected to where it comes from and how your benefits, your family benefits if you get good stuff? One of the things we do is provide you with the backup information on some of these stories at foodfarmfamily.com. We have the recalls there. We have the stories that, for example, this one I find quite intriguing, actually. Story from Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen reversing course this week, announcing the state will accept $18 million in federal funding to help feed hungry children coming this summer. He said last month the state would reject the funding. He defended his position by stating, quote, "I don't believe in welfare." But then he came around after a lot of pressure from some members of his own party. Get the money, take the money, use the money. So he did. He decided to accept the money allocated from the Department of Ag after meeting with a group of high school students from all around Nebraska who went there to talk to him about what it's like to be hungry. They talked about the summer program and what they needed. And so the world is a much different place. It really is from when many of us went to school. There was not a problem with this sort of thing. And if there was, it was taken care of by social service agencies, not necessarily the government. Churches got involved. The Salvation Army got involved, things like that. But now it's all up to the government. So, and I'm not sure that I think that's a good idea, but something, I guess, has to be provided in the name of humanity to help out these youngsters who will have nothing to eat. Why? Where are their parents, and what's that? Oh, well, parents don't have jobs, I guess. You know, there's a lot of different reasons for this sort of thing. But a lot of people aren't even aware that these programs exist. So I think that's where the value comes in talking about it. People call it progress, whether it is or isn't. It is something that's real and it's there, and you're paying for it. So that's why I think we need to pay attention to it here on the food, farm, and family portion. I'll probably also talk about it. The weekend brings us another program, an hour focused on the American Family Farmer. I do the American Family Farmer show every week to focus on the news that affects small businesses that are farmers. We focus on urban agriculture as well as rural agriculture. We have guests. I had somebody recently on the American Family Farmer. You can hear the show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This fellow who is growing things in New York City, farm on a rooftop, that kind of stuff. So catch up and be connected to understand what's going on in the food department with foodfarmfamily.com and AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, Harvard researchers creating an antibiotic that overcomes many drug-resistant infections, which have become a deadly global health menace. A lot of people are killed every year because of things like salmonella, listeria more than that. But, staph infections, superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics, that sort of thing. So there's a new compound from a team at Harvard they've developed to try to win this war against some of these. Let's look at the strength of the viruses. The flu this year has been literally a killer. It's hit most of us. And, those of us who don't get sick much felt the sting of this. And this is something we need to try to find. Nobody knows what causes this. Nobody even knows what causes the cold. So this particular compound apparently disrupts disrupts the nature of how these bugs work. God knows how. I mean, most of us wouldn't understand it anyway, looking at the language. But at any rate, because the bacteria develop resistance to antibiotics and they they kind of work around it, we need to produce enzymes that will box these bugs up and get them out of your system. And that's basically what this compound is all about. So interesting to follow that in the future. Some things that affect your life and well-being here on the Food, Farm, Family portion of the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.